think it's going to hit 16. And we have a church who wants to build family. They had a tremendous last few years, and God's been so good. And I was thinking, you know, what does it take to grow the church? What does it take? And we've been in different parts of the world, and we've seen what works and what doesn't work. And we are very intentional, Pam and I are very intentional in moving the church. And I'm just giving you a brief history here. The church in Grand Rapids in the last 18 and a half, close to 19 years, when there's a lot of love in the church grows. When there's lack of family and love, then the church doesn't grow. It is, we all want to be loved, isn't it? At the end of the day, we want a hug. Amen to that. Okay, we want a hug. Kim's laughing. You know, we want a hug. We want acceptance, and we want love, and we want, you know, I love hanging out with Jensen Bob. I mean, they make one of the best coffees in Michigan, okay? If ever you want to go to their house. You got to go to their house, their filter, their cream. It is so beautiful. Amen to that. Now, the dog wants to be in the part of the Bible study, but we're going to cage him for a little bit. And so Rick and I can focus on that one. Okay, because he makes literally a lot of noise. But the point is, the history of the church, the more love there is, and then you see the graph, the love is growing. And as the love is growing, the church is growing. Amen to that. And so I really appreciate everyone staying in the game. But it's not over yet. That's a beauty. Isn't it the beauty? And so what are we going to do this year? Well, turn with me to John 15. In verse 1, part 2, as I mentioned, that God sent his son Jesus, and he says in verse 1, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You're already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. And so here, Jesus is saying, I am the true vine. I am the fulfillment for Israel's destiny as the true vine of God. He's establishing his relationship through this vineyard. And he's saying, I am the main man. My dad is the gardener. He's going to take care of it. And now the branches are going to come. It's all going to grow. It's all going to be connected like a church. And as it connects more and more to the true vine, what happens? Fruit's going to come. It's automatic. That's God's heart. Ever since he created the world, that was his heart. He was looking for hundreds and thousands of years for fruit. And so now Christ is telling you and me, I'm the only way, the truth, and the life. He gave us, illustrates different examples, like the shepherd and the flock, the vine and the branches. It's very organic. It's vital. He wants us to connect. Stay connected and not be unbroken. He doesn't want the branch to break off, because once it's broken, can you put it back? Can you put a scotch tape and duct tape? And no. He uses strong language that he cuts off every branch. Let me explain the word cut. The word cut has two meanings. Number one, It's in Greek is katero, is to cut the branch, that's a negative, but also prune to bear more fruit. The actual meaning is restoration. Isn't that beautiful? That's what God wants from you and me today, this year, for the rest of our life. Keep restoring our soul. Getting stronger. You know, you've seen the branches? I see a lot more now because I have all these trees behind me and the side. As the branches grow, it becomes bigger, doesn't it? And so more branches come and it's growing. That's how He expects you and me to connect to Him in a beautiful way. Not this world, not these problems of this world, not the dramas of life. Every year, every week, every day I hear drama. Every day. Through a text, through a Facebook maybe, and somebody wants to say this, somebody around the world has this attitude. It's just crazy. They get so sucked in. The branch keeps falling. They don't even realize. God expects us to be a fruitful vine. In Genesis 49:22, Joseph is considered a fruitful vine. God also says in Jeremiah 2:21, the fruitful vine. He's waiting. He's longing for that to happen. Let's continue. Verse 5, I'm the vine and you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I remain in him, he will bear much fruit. It's conditional, brothers and sisters. It is conditional. If you remain, I'll remain. It's connected. It's conditional. You have a choice today. Everyone in this room, you have a choice to say Jesus is Lord and just stick to it. But if a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. It's guaranteed. There's no ifs and doubts and buts and maybe. Oh, I don't know, it's my fruitful life. No! It says right here, it's a promise, everybody. It's a promise. You will bear much fruit. Not just one or two, one grape. No, clusters of grapes. I don't know if you've been to Jerusalem, the friend of the temple. Okay? Herod's temple. Clusters of grapes. That's God's heart. The more He talks about it, the more they don't want to be fruitful. Seriously. That's why He keeps on just talking about that all the time. He wants fruit. He wants grapes. Amen? That's our theme for the year. To remain in my love. Let's continue. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, and he's like a branch that is thrown away, withers, such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. If, again, conditional. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish. You can live a life so close to God and ask whatever you wish. I remember a sister saying, God, give me this parking spot in Chicago. And she gets it all the time. She has a great quiet time, goes to work. God, give me this parking spot. To get one parking spot in Chicago, it's hard. We got to be that wherever we go. God, find me one open person. God, help me to talk to somebody. Somebody, when I go to that restaurant, or the college, or school, wherever, I want to ask whatever you wish. We're doing the 2019 time capsule, right? Next week, we're going to talk about it more. Put in your prayers. Let's talk about it. Let's pray and put it out for God so God's name can be glorified. This is my Father's glory, that He bear much fruit, showing yourself to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in me. If you'll obey my commands, you'll remain in my love. Just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I've told you this so that my joy may be in you. Isn't that beautiful? My joy is in you. That is deep. I want that every single day. But what's our joy? What's our joy? Where do we put our heart in? We got to pray that His joy is in our heart. That is pure. Because the Bible says that you are complete. So how are we going to do this? Well, we talked about that staying connected to the vine. either you're cut off or restored. Let's restore many folks back to God. Let's teach them. I'm giving out to the leadership the restoration studies, teach people the Bible to restore their soul. That's what it's all about. It's not about, oh, you got to join my church. That's not the point. The point is the restoration. It's about growth. It's about bearing fruit. More branches. You know, clusters of grapes. Isn't it beautiful? Have you had grapes? I had one this morning. It's so good. You got to have it. When's the last time you had it? This week? Anyone had grapes? Oh man, five people? What about, okay, amen. Grapes are so beautiful. All the fruits are good, but you know, grapes are special. It's tasty. Amen? The next 100 days, from now till April 30th, we're going to study out the book of Psalms as a church. Amen to that? One psalm a day, starting today, Psalm 1. Four things we got to do. Number one, picture. Okay, the ushers are going to pass out the sheets now, if you can. Hello. So we're going to have hand out sheets for the whole. We have like a printout, kind of a checklist for you to go through it. And what I want us to do, read, picture it, paraphrase it, personalize it, and pray. Four P's. We're going to work on connecting to God. Amen to that. To the true wine. Amen to that. So all the sheets are here. Just take one. Checklist. Talk in your triads, in your church. It'll be really good so we can continue to grow. This is my dream and prayer, and I'm sharing this for the whole church. The two K's. Number one, Kalamazoo. And number two, Candy. Candy. It's a city in Sri Lanka where our churches and Michigan support. And India is sending another team to Sri Lanka called Candy. Hopefully I'll be going and being part of that planting. Is sending it out. Pam and I were part of that planting back in 25 years ago. But now the another K is coming into the picture. Amen to that. And I didn't make it up, Candy. It's there. If you go to Google, it is there. Amen to that. So one of my dreams to pray and dream is so that many more folks can come. What can you do too? Well, you can support them. You can pray for them. You can go be part of the Bible talk. We're going to start very quickly. Anthony and Maddie, hopefully, will be ready to lead a Bible talk. We're going to start in a couple of weeks. For those who want to come and support the Kalamazoo Bible talk, a couple of Detroit brothers are coming. We're going to pump this up. All right? Pump it up. Amen to that. We're going to start connecting. If you want to come and lead a Bible talk, let me know. Not last minute. Bro, can I come and lead a Bible talk in 30 minutes? No. We need training. We need talk. We need to be ready to go. If you want to go invite people, you can do that. You can study the Bible with them. We will teach you and train you. But pray for these two as we close up and take the communion at this time. I want us, a church, to really take to heart what this is all, what we are all about. We are the spiritual Israel of God. And God wants everyone to be part, connected through the true wine, the vineyard. And I know, and I've seen it in my 30 years, that the folks, the churches, the groups are connected to God every single day. Grapes are going to come out from nowhere. It's like, how in the world did that person change? Well, it's God. It's not you. You're just a stick. Sorry, a branch. Right? But that branch is going to get stronger and stronger. Before you knew it, all these fruits are going to come up. What a beautiful story. Your aunt being a disciple in Virginia in Hampton Roads Church. And one summer Holly goes and she studies the Bible. Bam! Like, this is the best thing in town. And she comes and joins and she tells her brother, bam! And there you go, another branch. And before you know it, it's going to keep on growing. That's what God does. He wants to do that. He wants to use you in a powerful way. Amen to that? Let's go ahead and take say a prayer, and then we'll take the bread and the wine. Father, we come before you. Father, we had an incredible 2018. Lord, you kept us safe and strong.
God, you protected us as we traveled around the world and some for some folks. God, you travel on the roads and icy roads, and God, you have you protected us, Lord. You protected the Browns for a car accident. God, you protected so many people here from different tragedies. God, the way you're rescuing Ron, and God, you're healing him, Lord, and God, that you'll do continue to do miracles. God, for those who are sick in this house, in this room, that we'll come and pray before you, Lord. God, you said, with all my heart, you can pray whatever you want, whatever you wish. Just desire it and ask it, and it'll be given to you. And God, we believe that promise. I pray everyone in this room that we'll be bold in our prayers. We'll call upon you, and God, get that doubts out of our hearts. And we'll have an incredible conviction to see amazing branches being connected and not be unbroken. God, if there's anything in our heart today as we take the bread and the wine, examine our hearts. Are we connected with Jesus? Are we connected to the true one? Are we cut off? Do we need restoration today? God, I pray that we will come to grips with our own heart. And Lord, if there's anything in our heart we have not come to grips with, that we will talk about somebody. Talk about our spirituality. Talk about our heart. Change and grow and bring you glory. Because that's what your heart is, Lord. To my Father's glory. To prove that you are my disciples, are bearing much fruit. God, as we remember you, your promises, your words, as we take the bread and the wine, help us to connect with you, God. Help us to be honest and be vulnerable, for we love you in his name of God.